Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, an apology from me to you. Specifically, if by you, I am referring to one of the people who got mad at something I said earlier this week about the Steelers. I actually have an apology to issue relative to the Steelers. So that's 15 minutes away. Bryant McFadden at 3:15. A lot to talk about with BMAC, even though it's an off week. Good time to kind of step back and take stock of things surrounding the black and gold. Hockey talk, though, right now. Penguins finally snap a six-game losing streak. Improved to 4-7-1. They beat the Ducks last night. Attendance just a touch under 15,000. What is that building seat when it's fully packed? Over 18, I believe. There were a lot of empty seats, which is just sort of a sidebar story with this team as far as are people going to start tuning out if they don't stay sort of in touch with the playoffs. I mean, they're way down right now, as everybody knows. Just 9 points on the season. They are barely out of the Metropolitan basement. They would be tied with four other teams in the basement of the Atlantic Division. Misery might love company. It might give you some happiness to know that Boston, despite having one game in hand on the Penguins, is actually just as bad. 4-6-1. Only two regulation wins, same number as the Penguins. It is an ugly state of affairs for two teams that have been pretty dominant for the most part over the last 10-plus 15 years in the NHL. I said, though, that the win left me almost with more questions about this team than answers, and here's why I say that. Nedeljkovic was very good, 22 out of 23 stopped. Obviously, good enough to get the win. That's a .957 save percentage. Lucas Dostal was the goalie of record for the Ducks in that game, and he was phenomenal. It took a ridiculous tip by Sidney Crosby to beat him in the third period. And then it took Crosby having about 5 minutes, it seemed like, to decide what he wanted to do in the three-on-three portion, just standing alone in front of the net, deking until he could roof one for the win to beat him. Like, I came away from that game thinking this in a very basic sense about the Penguins. We have killed them when they have just looked completely like a dragging ass shadow of themselves. Yesterday they came out, and especially in the first period, they were generally, I would say, whooping ass. Like, they looked like the much better hockey team territorially in that first period, and really for the majority of the game. But the first period, they came out like a team motivated to say, like, we're not dead yet, like, you're giving us a hard, you know, you're all giving up on us too soon, blah, 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 blah. To have a 1-0 deficit staring at them, I know hot goalie syndrome can happen to any team at any time. You can run into a guy who's just playing lights out, and that can be frustrating. I give him credit for getting all the way back in it and for not, like, getting too out of structure in a pursuit of a tying goal. Like, I do give them credit for that, but it was sort of troubling to me that against a pretty average team, they couldn't impose their will and find ways to get pucks by this Dostal. Last night, Lucas Dostal. Like, that's supposed to be your thing. You're carrying this territorial edge. You should be overwhelming a team like the Ducks. They never did. And also, the other thing that kind of, again, gave me a little bit of pause with them yesterday was this. Even in the context of, hey, they're playing pretty well. Hey, they're territorially taking it to the Ducks. They have a big shots advantage. Essentially, they did have a 2-1 shots advantage for the game, 46 shots on goal to 23. They were still giving up some odd man stuff. They were still giving up quality chances. It's sort of a harbinger, I guess I would say. If they were a really good team, and we all knew they were a really good team, you could almost just throw away a result like last night and say, it's good they got the win, a little sloppy like at times, but territorially, they were clearly the better team. The fact that it's happening in the context of, we don't know if this team's closer to the lottery or closer to the playoffs. We have good idea right now that they're closer to the lottery. Like, that was sort of an unsettling result. An effort like they were generally putting in last night should yield more than it did in terms of goals. They had to get, like I said, a pretty absurd tip-in goal, redirect, to get one by this guy in overtime or in regulation. And then in overtime, it was one of those ones. It was essentially a semi-breakaway, and one of the best players of all time roofed one. Like, just not a great state of affairs for a team. If you're looking to try to find, like, signs somewhere about the Penguins that, like, better things are ahead, I don't actually feel like you got them last night. You got a better effort. You barely got a better result. And you got under 15,000 people in there after there were 18-2 for the Marc-Andre Fleury farewell. Just notable, I think. Coming up next, I am going to issue a formal apology about something I have been saying about the Steelers and their place in the AFC. I'll tell you what that is up next. First Fan weather right now. It is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Cooler and clear overnight tonight, a low of 41, and then a lot more cool tomorrow than it has been the last few days. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high only getting to 61 degrees. I believe Pony has a message for you right now.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.